Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Capital City Recap indeed, except this isn't Michael Cohen. It's Tim Nestor here on 1320 WILS, sitting in for today, tomorrow, then Monday, Tuesday, and then Michael returns triumphantly back to the microphone next week. So stay tuned until then and just be patient with me. So glad to have everybody along. 39 degrees right now in the capital city. We still have some light rain out there in several portions of mid-Michigan, but the warm temperatures do continue on into the next week as well. You may have read this in the Lansing State Journal this morning, where tougher new standards in the MEEP testing scores, the Michigan Education Assessment Program's test scores, have plummeted test scores in the region. And let me read this to you real quickly here. Among the results released Wednesday, 19% of Lansing third graders, 52% of Holt third graders, and 68% of Okemos third graders met proficiency goals. That contrasts with last year, when 95% of third graders in Lansing, 97% in Holt, 99% of Okemos were deemed proficient in math. And all of a sudden, we start to see a little bit of disparity here, and a lot of parents are scratching their heads, wondering what's going on with their school district. Well, the method to the madness may be a little bit in the testing. It may have to do with the tougher new standards. To kind of help us break this down a little bit is Vince Dean. He's with the Michigan Department of Education. He's the state assessment manager, and he's on the other end of our line. Vince, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi, Tim. Nice to be speaking with you this evening.
This is a little puzzling, because if you're a parent and you have kids in the school district, and all of a sudden last year, gosh, 95% proficiency in the Lansing area, and then all of a sudden 19% the next year, what's going on with this? Why the disparity year to year?
Well, what we're really looking at here, Tim, is we've raised the bar, the achievement standards, or those cut scores, as you've mentioned, for the MEEP testing in grades 3 through 8. And so what we're really trying to get at here is the State Board of Education this fall approved moving forward with raising these cut scores to give our education community, parents, and the public in general a much better sense of whether or not we're on track to preparing more and more students to be successful in a post-secondary educational experience. Now, whether that's a college program or a workforce training program, we've had this conversation since 2007 for our high school assessments, since we've been administering the ACT as one component of our high school tests. But this is the first time we've really looked at that same level of preparedness or on track for preparedness for students in grades 3 through 8.
As a parent of kids, not who aren't in third grade, but as I get up there and I start kind of putting myself in the shoes of parents out there looking at these numbers, the first question immediately that springs to mind is, did we really have that much disparity year to year? And it would lead me to ask the question, how bad were the bar? How low was the bar to start with? Is this really something that had to be so drastically changed that you're looking at a disparity of in some cases 60%?
It's a very fair question, and it gets back to a lot of economic and labor data and conversations we have with employers across the state, and as well as our education community and our higher education community that are seeing more and more kids coming into their types of programs. And what we're really trying to get at here is where the old bar was set on MEEP prior was really along the lines of what it took to graduate high school and be successful right in the traditional manufacturing economy. Mm-hmm. And as we look forward in terms of the jobs that are coming more and more into Michigan, such as the advanced battery things, for example, we're really trying to dial into that higher level of preparedness that this 21st century economy requires. And that means across the board, whether or not we're looking at students going to college or entering a workforce training program after they exit high school, they need to have a much stronger basic academic skills as represented by some of these things that are tested on the MEEP in order to not just enter those programs, but to be successful and earn a living wage in a career.
This is the front lines of reinventing education, is it not? I mean, we're talking about making a transition, and the Michigan economy for so long had been based on simply, well, you graduate, you go get a job in a factory, you push buttons, you make a comfortable living, and if you want to, maybe the kids after you advance the ball a little further on down the field. Those days are long since gone, and a friend of mine who actually does a fair amount of trade around the globe had talked to a group of Germans a couple of years ago who were in the automotive sector, and they said, you know, we're really having problems with some of our workforce. They don't quite have enough calculus. And he scratched his head and said, gosh, our factory workers can't spell calculus. That's the kind of disparity on a global scale that we're talking about. The manufacturing jobs of days of old are long since gone. It's a college degree in a lot of cases to be able to work in a modern day factory, is it not?
A college degree or an associate's degree or a workforce certification, you know, that carries some weight and some significant training past high school. And so these new cut scores on the meet, they give us a better picture of whether or not students are on track to compete in the new economic climate that we're finding needing to be competitive with folks across the globe, as well as, you know, states and things next door. So this is these MEET results give us one piece of that picture to have that conversation and provides one nice source of data to start really talking about what we need in terms of resources to help close that gap and help improve student achievement.
Sounds to me like we need to revamp the educational system as well. I mean, if this number of kids are falling short of the bar, we really need to talk about reinventing how we teach in the classroom at least a little bit, and maybe strengthening the criteria from day one, even as low as kindergarten. I mean, if we're looking at test scores of a 60% disparity in some regions, that's really unacceptable.
Can't agree more. And the early education you mentioned is a very strong component. Right along the lines of, on this past Tuesday, the State Board of Education met and looked at the governor's budget resolution and passed a resolution along in support of the governor's budget, but really tried to get into of going forward here. We need to have a conversation about reforming the system and providing the resources that educators need to get us more and more students on track to be successful and going forward.
Do we have any particular plans that we can set in place right now? I mean, does the Department of Education have any bullet point ideas that can be implemented this year?
Well, the board is going to look hard at some of the budgetary resources. One exciting initiative is the governor's consolidation of all the early childhood funding and programs into the new Office of Great Start that is getting up and running within the Michigan Department of Education, which is a great opportunity to focus in on the early childhood learning so that more and more students come ready to succeed in school. And another piece that we have that is just up and running and is being populated now, but will give us really nice data portraits to really dial in where we need at a school level or district level to really concentrate to close some of these gaps is the new myschooldata.org school data portal. So anyone can get in there and look at for their local district, their local schools, a broad picture with multiple sources of data that helps paint a picture of how that school is doing and what types of things might make sense to focus on next.
So you really actually, I mean, there are at least some steps being taken, and this is obviously going to be a conversation the entire state's going to be having over the next couple of years as we break down the data and we continue to raise that bar and make sure kids are educated enough to face the future. I appreciate it. His name is Vince Dean. He is the Michigan Department of Education State Assessment Manager. And Vince, I appreciate your time. Wish we could spend a little more, but we have to get to a break. So thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Tim. Take care.
All right. You're listening to the Capital City.